Pesach Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Dam Sechot Tzvim, the laws of prayer in the Sefer Hava, the Book of Love, which we continue with the related halachas of davening, specifically that of the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah that's read also with the leaning. As Rambam gives a halacha regarding the institution of reading from the Torah as it's connected with that of the davening. So Moshe Rabbeinu tikkunam liYisrael. Moshe, our teacher, instituted for the Jewish people, she'ukodim b'Torah b'dam, they should read from the Torah in public, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, b'Sheni b'Chamishi b'Shachris, and Mondays and Thursdays in the morning. Kedesh le'yishu shleish yom b'shleish mi'es Torah, that they shouldn't wait 3 days without hearing Torah. So from Monday to Thursday, Thursday to Shabbos, Shabbos to Monday, you're never going to have more than 3 days without hearing Torah. Now the Ezra Tikkun, the later time in history, Ezra Sefer, he instituted, she'ukodim kein b'mincha b'chol Shabbos, that also they should lain every mincha on Shabbos afternoon, because of those who sit in the corners. In other words, either all week they're busy with work and they don't have the laning on Mondays and Thursdays, so they have extra laning on Shabbos afternoon, or even on Shabbos they're just sitting around, so we want to give them an opportunity to have the laning. So another one on Shabbos afternoon. The Gamu Tikkun Yosa instituted, adding on to that of Moshe Rabbeinu's, she could in B'shen V'chamishi, that when we lay on Monday and Thursday, should be Shleshim Ne'adim, should three people should be called up for an aliyah, and Maliyikur Pachis Masar Psukim, and also that it shouldn't be lained less than 10 verses, less than 10 Psukim by those Kriyas HaTorah. Halacha Beis. Now, the Eilehem Ayom Shekurim Be'ma Torah B'tzibah, these are the days that we read from the Torah in with the Minyan. B'Shabbasis, as we mentioned, V'mayadim, Yom Tevim, B'Rosh HaChadashim, Rish Chedish, V'tainis, public fast, B'chanuk v'Purim, Chanukah and Purim, U'b'shem v'chamisha shebachol shvu v'shvu, and as we mentioned, every Monday and Thursday of every week. V'im haftim and v'im, that we don't end off with reading from the Navi, we read from Chumash, which is from Torah, we don't end up reading from Navi, il b'shabbasis, v'im tovim, b'tishba'o b'vad, only on those occasions. Halacha gimel, in kodim atel b'tzibur, we don't lane with a minion from the Torah, b'pachas ma'asara anoshim g'doyim b'nei charim, not less than 10 adult free men, in contrast to minors and to slaves. And you don't read less than 10 psukim. Now, v'yedaber, although it's not really teaching us anything, it counts from the number 10 psukim. Now, those who are reading from the Torah should not be less than 3 people. You don't start a parasha pachas m'shleisha psukim, because we're concerned for those who come in late, that they weren't there with the first person who read, and if you're going to stop at the end of the first two psukim, in a parsha, meaning you can't start a parsha less than 3 psukim. If you're starting a parsha, you got to do at least 3 psukim, because if you stop and you only do 2, even though you learned from the previous parsha, where the next person is going to come in, he's going to see the next guy getting aliyah, and he's going to say, hey, this guy's starting, the previous guy looks like he learned only 2 psukim, which is not the case, it has to be at least 3 psukim. And so, devim ishaidim a parsha, b'chad b'shleish psukim. You don't leave over in the parsha less than 3 psukim, because if someone's leaving early, he sees, hey, they're leaving only 2 psukim over, I think the next guy is aliyah only getting 2 psukim, which is incorrect. But to get rid of that mistake, we don't even cause that possibility of making a mistake. As we said, and the one who's getting the aliyah should not read less than 3 psukim. Three who are reading 10 psukim, which this is the basic minimum. So two of them read each one 3 psukim. And one of them is going to get 4 psukim for his aliyah. Now, it doesn't make a difference whether the one who's going to get the 4 psukim is reaching the first aliyah, or Yachrein, or the last aliyah, or I'm sorry, the middle one. Either way, it's praiseworthy, because each one has a reason why, first being the first, last being the last, middle being the middle, has reason to be the one that has the more psukim of the 4. Halachay, regarding, so how does this Kriyas HaTorah, how do we have those called up to get an aliyah? So, kol echad ve'echad me'akoyim, every single one of those who are called up, what's called aliyah, is called up. So he opens up the Sefer Torah. He looks at the place where he's going to read from. And then he says, he tells the people, the community, bless Hashem who's blessed. So all the people respond, bless Hashem who's blessed forever and ever. Then he goes and he continues and he blesses. And he says, bless you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who chose us from all the nations, and he gave us his Torah. Bless you, Hashem, who gives the Torah. Cholam, Oinin, all the people answer Amen, which is a ratification of that. And then he reads from what he's supposed to read, Ashi Ashim the Chris, until he finishes reading. V'koyla Sefer, he rolls the Sefer, Mavarach, and he makes now Baruch Achroinu. Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekin Melech Ha'ilam, bless you Hashem, our God, King of the world. Asher Noslanu, and some Gersois have the word Torato, Torat Emes, or take out the word Torah, I'll say, that he gave us his Torah, the true Torah, from Torah Shabbat, the written law, and the everlasting life he planted inside of us, referring to Torah Shabbat, Baruch Ata Hashem, Nois Natorah, blessed you Hashem, who gives the Torah. Halacha Vav, Eina Kariba Torah, you can't have the one who's reading from the Torah, Rashai Likrit B'Torah, to be permitted to read from the Torah, Atshiyich L'Omen M'Pi Atzibah, until the community, the minion, finish answering Amen on his Baruch Rishayna. If Karta B'Tal, let's say he was reading, and he made a mistake, Afil B'Diktik Ois Achas, even in the precision of one letter, Machzir Nois, you make him go back, Atshikren B'Diktik, until he reads it in the appropriate way. The Likrish Naim B'Torah, you can't have two people reading from the Torah at the same time, El Echel Abad, only one at a time. Karta B'Nishtatik, let's say he was reading and he became silent, he couldn't say anymore. So Yamin Achatachtav, someone else should take his place, V'Yashlam Mokam Sheizchal Rishon Shenishtatik, he should start from the place where the first one who became silent, where he started from, not where he stopped. And then he makes the bracha after the reading. Halacha Zayin. In a kodesh shor likris, the one who's reading is not permitted to read. Until the great one in the community tells him, "Go, you get the aliyah, you read." Even the balkayri, the shleich tziba, the one who is in charge of this prayer service, or the one in head of the shul who conducts all the affairs of the shul, the gabbai. In the Kodem Atzma, he doesn't take the Aliyah himself, until the community tells him, or the great one amongst them tells him, Likris, that he should read and he should get an Aliyah. Now you have to have someone standing with him at the time when he's reading. Just like the Balkairi stands with those who are reading, because just like the Torah was given through a medium, through Moshe Rabbeinu, so too, when a person is getting Aliyah, he has to have someone there standing with him. Hakoidei, someone who's reading, yesh lila dalek, he could skip memokim lamokim from place to place if it's ben yechad, if it's in one theme, one topic. For example, Achrei Mais, which is what the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippurim, from the Parsha of Achrei Mais, which talks about the Avodah Yom Kippurim, va'ach ba'aser, shebe Parsha Emel Ka'anim, so to go from Achrei Mais to Emer, it's not so long of a gap, you could skip, and they're both talking about the same idea of Yom Kippurim. But who, that is shalei ka'al pa, as long as he's not reading anything by heart. Because also likur shlem neksav, afilu tev achas. Now let him read, not from the writing itself, even one word. But b'leisha bedilik, you shouldn't delay with this that he's skipping. Because they had the custom that there was a translator who would translate the pasuk. He would say it in the Lashon HaKodesh, and the translator would say it in Aramaic. So until he finishes translating, you're able to get up to the next place where he's skipping. Only then would you be allowed to skip that until he finishes translating, but not to cause a larger gap where people are just sitting there. Halacha test. Once the one who's reading started reading from the Torah, it's forbidden to talk, even in a halacha discussion. Everyone has to listen and be quiet. And they have to pay attention to what he's reading. That the ears of all the people are toward the Torah scroll. It's forbidden to leave the shul when the one is reading from the Sefer Torah. But a mutalos has been initially allowed to go out between aliyahs, between one person and the next person reading. Mishu Isaac Batara Timana, someone who's always constantly engaged in learning Torah. Vitaidasum Nasa, and his profession is his learning of Torah, then Mutul Lasik Batama Torah, he's permitted to engage in the learning of Torah, Bashasha Kurbatara, even at a time when the one is reading his aliyah from the Sefer Torah. Now look at test regarding the Targum of what's called Targum Unklas. Mimais Ezra Nagu, from the days of Ezra Sefer, they had the custom, Shehesham Turguman Matargum Lam, that there should be an interpreter interpreting to the people. Masha Kurbatara, what the Balkai, what the one who's reading is reading the Torah. Every pasuk, there would be a translator, Kadesh Shivino, in Yadram, that the people, the populace, should understand what's the idea that's being read. Now, the one who would read only one pasuk. He would be quiet until the translator would translate. And then he goes and reads the second pasuk. Now it's forbidden for the one who's reading to read for the translator more than one pasuk at a time, because we don't want the translator to make a mistake who's doing it by heart if you do more than one pasuk at a time. Now, the one who's reading from the Torah is not allowed to elevate his voice more than the translator. And the translator is not allowed to elevate his voice more than the one who's reading from the Torah. Now, the translator cannot translate until the one who's reading finishes all the words that he's reading from the pasuk. And then the one who's reading from the Torah cannot continue reading the next pasuk until the translator finishes translating what he had said from the previous pasuk. Now, Veina Turgum Nishan, now the translator is not allowed to lean, Loyla Omag, Loyla Kari, not on the beam, not on the pole. El Omid Be'im of Yira, like the Torah was given, he has to stand in awe and with fear. And Beloy Targum Techek Sabi cannot translate from something that's written, El Alpeh has to be orally, because things that were said by orally have to be said orally, which only Torah Shavik Sab, which the Lashna Kodesh was written, has to be said written. And the inner kaidu to show the sa'il tugman. The one who's reading from the Torah is not allowed to assist. Let's say he sees the translator is not getting the words right, how to translate. He's not allowed to help him out. Kishleim, the people shouldn't say, oh, targum kaza batari. You see, the Aramaic words are written in the Torah because the one who's reading from the Torah is saying these Aramaic words. Now, the hakatan, a smaller person, mitargum al yedei gadol could be the translator for a greater person, but the in kavala gadol is not honor for a greater person. She targum al yedei katan that he should be the translator for a smaller person because a translator is a lower step. And you shouldn't have two people translating together as one, because you can't hear two people at the same time. One person's reading, one person's translating, and that's it. Now, not every pasuk do they translate it in public. Maaser Reuben, the story of Reuben that he moved around his father's bed because it's embarrassing to Reuben. Uvirkas Kayanim, the blessing of the Kahanim, were concerned that it sounds like it contradicts Hashem saying Hashem Yisef on them, because by Birkas Kayanim it says Yisef Hashem Panim Lecha, like as if Hashem shows favoritism. Now the Gemara explains why it's not a problem. There's a reason why Hashem shows the favoritism, and it's founded, it's justified, but that the populace might not understand it, so we don't translate it. So to Maaseh Egel, the story of the golden calf, min Vayyem Moshe La'aron, where it says Moshe said to Aaron, Ad until Vayar Moshe Sa'am V'Gem, Moshe told the people, etc. Void pasuk echad, and also another pasuk where it says V'Yigav Hashem Esa'am, where we're concerned for the honor of Aaron, where Moshe Rabbeinu denigrated him in these psukim to the ears of the people, where it says V'Yagav Hashem Eru says Asha'as Aaron, that as if Aaron is the one that's being blamed for making of the eagle. So we don't translate it out loud. Kulim the Krum, they all read, but the limit argument they don't not translate it. Now V'Maisa Amnon, the deviant act of Amnon, but Mokum Shnem, where it says Amnon ben David Lo Nikra Limit argument. It's not read and it's not translated because of the honor of David. The reason why it's not even read is because for the mafter, you could read something else. The Kriya Satori, you have to read it. So you read it, you just don't translate it. Here, you don't read it, and you don't translate it. Halachi Gimel, regarding the Haftarah. So mafter ben Navi, the one who finishes off the Kriya Satori reading from the Navi, which they had instituted at one point because of a gzera that they weren't allowed to read from the Torah, so they went and made the same amount of psukim to correlate to the amount of psukim that is the minimum for reading the Torah. They did that to read from the Navi. Now he has to first, what's called get an aliyah, first read from the Torah first, because of the Kavod HaTorah. That shouldn't be like, okay, you read from the Torah, read from the Navi. No. The one who's reading from the Navi has to first read from the Torah to show that Torah is greater than Navi. And the Felish Lashem Psukim, even if it's just three Psukim. And Chayz Bakar, Mashakar Levanav, he reads over what the one aliyah before him had, which, because we already finished the whole Parsha before the Kaddish, because you make a Kaddish between, and you have to finish before the Kaddish, because the Kaddish separates. So he just reads over what was read by the last aliyah. And the after Benavi, you don't start reading from the Haftarah, from the Navi, Achigal Sebetar, until the Sebetar, the Torah scroll is first rolled up, so that the one who's doing the Galila should be able to hear the Haftarah from the Maftar, that it shouldn't be distracted. And Beliefchis Me'esim V'Echad Psukim, there shouldn't be less than 21 Psukim in the Haftarah, which correlates to the 7 Aliyahs, which each one doesn't get less than 3, that's a total of 21, so the Haftarah should have 21 Psukim. Now, but if the topic is finished and less than that, in the Tzarek Lezi, you don't have to add on to have that amount. Now, if you read 10 psukim, v'tirgum and the translator translated the psukim, so that's also enough. Even if you didn't finish the topic, because each pasuk, if you double it because of the translation, is counted as another pasuk, is 20. And the last pasuk, you repeat over a second time in the Hebrew, in the Lashon HaKodesh, which can be 21, so therefore that will be the 21 psukim. Ubenavi, now regarding when you're reading from the Navi, Echad Kari, one reads, but Vafil Shnayim Metargim, and even two people, unlike from the Kriyas Dara, could translate. Because that's just that the people, the Noshim and Amaratzim, should hear it. And by Navim, we're not so particular like what it says in the Torah, which we're very careful for, and therefore even two could translate together. Now, Umedalag Min Le'in, Achri, you could also skip from one topic, even to another topic, unlike Kriyas Dara, where certain people might lose focus. But the Medalag Min Dovel Navi, you can't skip from one Navi to a whole separate sefer of a Navi, of a different prophet. Ela B'Navim Shal Shneim Asa B'Vat, only from the prophets of the sefer called the Trei Aser, which is the 12 Navim, which are all considered like one sefer. B'Vat Shalei Dalag Min Sefer, Sefer T'Chalas, as long as you don't skip from the end of one sefer and you go backwards to the beginning. And B'Chol Medalag, whoever does skip, L'Yishu B'Dilik should not delay with his skip. Again, only the amount of time that the translator will have finished his translation, not more than that. If someone who reads from the Navi, he could read forth to the translator three psukim in one shot. And the translator, he'll translate three psukim consecutively, one after the other. Unlike that of Kriyas HaTorah, you have to do one at a time. Now, these three psukim were actually three different parashias. They each considered its own thing. Sometimes you could have actually a whole parasha, just one pasuk, which is in Yeshaya, Perkin Beis. So, then you have to read to the translator only one pasuk at a time. Now, someone who is reading from the Navi, so before he reads from the Haftarah, he makes one bracha, which is bracha to Hashem, l'kein melech olam, asher bracha menavim v'chulu, that chooses good prophets, etc., the whole blessing. And afterwards he makes four blessings. Baruch Hashem, the first one is Chesem Ba, he ends off Hakel Hanem Chodavar, that the faithful God in all his words. Shnei, the second bracha, Chesem Ba, he concludes Bain Yerushalayim, builds Yerushalayim. Shlishi, the third one, Chesem Ba, he ends off Magen David, that he, the shield of David. And Revis, the fourth one, Chesem Ba, in the Kedush Shalayim, he ends off with it, the sanctity of that day, Kamesh Chesem Tefillah, however it is that you end off on that day's davening. And Mechen Sotim Chol Rish Chodesh, Lis B'Shabbos. If it's Shabbos Rish Chodesh, so I'm after the Navi, so the one who's doing the Navi, Mask Rish Chodesh, Baruch Hazun. This last bracha, he mentions also, not just Shabbos, but also mentions Rish Chodesh, Kamesh Mask Tefillah, like just in davening, you mentioned Shabbos Rish Chodesh, so too, by the Haftarah. Halacha design regarding those who are being called up for an aliyah. Kamehim Akarin, how many people are called up to read from the Sefer Torah? So it depends. Shabbos b'shachris, Shabbos by Shachris, Kaim Shabbos, you call up seven aliyahs. Seven people are called up. V'yemekibrim on Yom Kippur, Shisha, six. V'yem tevim on a regular Yom Tevis, Chamisha, is five. In person, you can't do less than that. I'm assuming, but you could add on to the aliyahs. B'rosh Chodashim, B'chol Hashem, B'yinah, Rosh Chodesh, and on the intermediate days of a Yom Tev, the Chol HaMoed days, Karin Arba, you call four aliyahs. B'Shabbos, V'yemekibrim, B'mincha, and by the mincha of Shabbos and Yom and b'shein v'chamishah shal kol hashana, Mondays and Thursdays, Shachris all year round, u'b'chanak and Purim b'shachris, u'b'me'atayinus b'shachris and mincha, and the fast days on Shachris and mecha, k'rayim shleisha, you call it three aliyahs. In Pesach and Minizah, you don't do less than this number, and actually be'em receiving, like you also don't add on, because those are days that people are busy and they need to go, and therefore it would be too much to add on more aliyahs. Halacha yitzayin, now isha lay tikkur b'tzibur, a woman should not read from the Torah in the by the community in the minyan. And they kvayratzi because of the honor of the community. Kotna yedei likris. A child who knows how to read, and yedei l'mi mevarchan, he knows to whom you bless. Oilem min hakarim, he could be counted from the number of people called up for aliyah. And mechei maftar oilem min, so to the maftar, he could be also counted from the number of aliyahs that you have to have, let's say seven on Shabbos. Shavdei kar b'tar, because he reads from the Torah. But vim hivsik shlich tzibur b'kaddish, but if the balkayre, if he stopped with a kaddish, bein mashin bein mafter, between the last aliyah and the mafter, then in oilem and minyan, then that's not counted, and that's our custom that you do seven aliyahs, and then the mafter is another one added onto that because the kaddish like ended that. Tzibur shlohoy bem yodei likris el echad. If you have a community that only one person knows how to read, meaning those times when they didn't have a balkayre, where it was just the one who got the aliyah would read from the Torah, and only one person knows how to read. So oila b'kayde b'yayin. He goes up, he reads, he comes down. V'chayze b'kayde shnei. Then he goes back and he reads a second time, and then the shlisha a third time. Atchigma min nakrim shalaisim. Until you do the amount of aliyahs that you're supposed to have that day, he goes back every time to show that it's that amount of aliyahs for that day. Loch yitchas. Now b'chol kriya kriya me'elu. Now every one of these readings of the Torah, kohen kaddishin. The first aliyah goes to the kohen. V'achrav, then after it goes a Levi. V'achrav Yisrael, then goes to a Yisrael. Now it's a widespread custom today. Even if the kohen is ignoramus, he gets the aliyah before even a great sage amongst the Jewish people. Now, regarding all other aliyahs, whoever is greater than his friend in wisdom, kohen likris is the first one to get an aliyah. Now the last one, shagul sevater, who rolls up the sevater, he takes the reward in commensurate to all the rest of them. Therefore, the one who goes up and finishes it off is even the great one of the community, which from the words of Rambam, it seems that the last aliyah was the one who also did the rolling of the Sefer Torah, not like today where the last one gets the last aliyah, and then there's someone else who does this Hag B'Galila. Halacha Yitzhak. Inchem Kain, if there is no Kain, so early Yisrael gets the aliyah. But V'Liyala Achav Levi Klal. Now, although Levi gets the second one usually after the Kohen, now when the Yisrael took that aliyah, a Levi should not go up afterwards, so that they shouldn't say, oh, must have been that first one was a Kohen, therefore calling him Levi after him. But he's not, he's the Yisrael. So to avoid that problem, the second aliyah is not given to a Levi. Now, Incham Levi, let's say there is a Kohen, but there's no Levi. So Kohen Shekharadishim, the Kohen that got the first aliyah, Chayza B'Kod Hu Atzmei Pam Shnei B'Makam Levi, he now goes, takes the second aliyah in place of the Levi. But you shouldn't give it to a different Kohen, Shemim, because they might say, oh, why is the second Kohen going? Must be Harish and Pasal. Must be the first one was invalid. And therefore they're giving it to another Kohen. No. So therefore to avoid that, the first kohen just takes it again. And mechalikra levi achalevi. So too, you don't call one levi after another levi. Let's say the levi got the kohen. You don't give a levi sheni. Shem yivin. They might say echem hashem pasul. One of them is invalid. So you never have a kohen after kohen or levi after levi. Lacha chaf regarding the order of the kriyas hatayra and regarding the order of davening. So ketzet seida hakriya b'tayra achat fila. What's the order of the reading from the Torah after davening? Because kriyas hatayra is after davening. So kol yim shish b'tefilas musaf. So any day that there is a musaf prayer, for example, Rish Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, achash yigmer shlich tzibet tefilas shachas. After the chazan finishes the tefilah of shachas, oy mekadosh says kadosh. Umayt zeh b'tayra, they take it as b'tayr. V'kar le'echad. Echad min atzibur, they call up one at a time from the community, and they get up and they get their aliyah from the Torah. When they finish, they bring the Sefer Torah back to its place. By Mekadosh, they say Kaddish. And then they daven Musaf. Now, b'yam shesh ben maftir u'musaf. Now, days that there's not only Musaf, but there's actually also maftir, which we describe which days have maftir, then nagul le Mekadosh koidim she'ala maftir. Then the custom is, you say Kaddish before the maftir. But v'yesh makamish nagul l'makadosh acham after. There are certain places that actually the custom is to say kaddish after the after. Lachav alaf a mincha shal Shabbos v'shem Kippurim, mincha on Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Achash shig meshlich tzibur after the chazan finishes saying which we start off with tila dava, which is called ashrei b'sei the kedusha v'alatzien. Oymer kaddish, it says kaddish. Umayt to say b'tayr, they take it to say b'tayr. V'oyl makarim, they go up and they get aliyus. Umachzira and they put it back. Oymer kaddish say kaddish. Mesbal mincha then daven mincha. Regarding a fast day, karmim mincha, they read by mincha. V'achkach im kaddish, then they say kaddish. Mespan tzvas mincha, they daven mincha. Abba yomtiv le'nagalik is by mincha, but a yomtiv, the custom is not to read from the Sefer Torah by mincha. Lachah beiz na v'yom she'im by musab, a day that there is no musab. Kishagim mitfil shachris, when they finish shachris, im kaddish, they say kaddish. Umayt to Sefer Torah, take it to Sefer Torah. V'karim by the read from it, machzir, they bring it back. V'im kaddish, they say kaddish. V'achkach im mitil dav, they say the kedush, and then they say ashrei, and the bolatzin. Kedushim mecholim, just like they say every single day. V'im kaddish, they say kaddish, v'cholim niftar, and then everyone takes leave from the shul. Halachav Gimel regarding other takanis of the tzibur, in kodem b'chumashim about the kanesias, a chumash, although it's like a regular Sefer Torah, just a fifth of it, which is it's the five chumashim of the Torah, you don't read from a chumash in shuls, mishum kavod tzibur because of the honor of the community. So although technically it would be valid, but it's not covered to read not from a whole Sefer Torah. And the in goyel and Sefer Torah b'tzibur, neither do you roll the Sefer Torah when you have to get to another place. In with the community there, and they tzibur because it's a great effort for the community. That it shouldn't be a burden on them. They have to wait over there until you roll to you need to get to. Therefore, they have to read from two different topics on that day. So, you take out two Torah scrolls. So you don't have to roll to the next one. Now, you shouldn't have one person read from the same topic in two different Torahs. Because they might say, "Oh, Sefer Rishon Pogamoy must have been the first one was flawed." They're reading from the second one, so to avoid that, you have someone else, so it just looks like a different aliyah. Halach of doubt regarding this idea of Galila, her kol goyel Sefer Torah. Whoever rolls up the Sefer Torah, goyelim b'chutz. He rolls it up with the. He rolls it up from the outside, mean to say that everyone else is seeing the. Outside, as he's rolling it, a few different interpretations of what that means. And when he tightens it, like the belt, you tighten it from the inside, meaning towards the writing, so that when you open up the Sefer Torah, you don't have to go around the back. That's not honorable to turn over the Sefer Torah to open up the knot that you put on the belt with. You have to make sure that the stitching is there in the middle, so that it shouldn't tear, so that you should have it not pulling at the stitching. And Mokam Shemetzi in Sefer Torah, in a place where they take out the Sefer Torah, Acha Shekarin Boy, after that they read from it, Malicha Nois Labais Acha Latzniyai, meaning after they do the Aliyas, they go and they bring it somewhere else to conceal it, because it's not safe, let's say, in the shul. In the Tzibur Shul Notzis, the community is not allowed to leave the shul, Acha Yetzi Sefer Torah, until first the Sefer Torah goes out, Vila Bois, they escort it, Vim Acha, and after it, Ada Mokam Shemetzi Nois Labais, until it gets to the place where it's concealed, and only then are they allowed to leave the shul.